Daf is Daf Chaf Hey. So we got to three lines down in Chaf Hey Amud Aleph. It's a very long Amud here. The Gemara begins, Ibai Lahu. Overes Adas Tzricha Sra Laf Sida Ktubasa Oeina Tzricha. If a woman who goes against the Das, what's Das? Meaning if you look at Rashi three wide lines down, three lines from the top, Overes Adas Yehudis, she goes against the Das Yehudis, which means she ain't a tenua, she's not tenua, Yotza Verosha Prua, she goes out, her hair's uncovered, Vitova Bashuk, and she's busy, literally she's spinning, she's sewing in the shuk, Umidabarasim Kaladam, she's speaking with everybody, Damar Bakhsuvis Prepare Kamadid, the Yotze Shil Bakhsuvas, such a woman who goes against the way a Yiddish girl should not be like, so she goes out, she loses her ksuba. So the question the Gemara wants to know is, again, Ibailu Alveras Aldas, Adas tzricha hatsra lahafsida ksuba. So do we warn her before she loses the ksuba? Oh, ain't a tzricha. Or just it happens. She loses it for going against the way a girl should be. Says Rashi tzricha hatsra shema tachzer. Maybe she'll do tshuva. Maybe she'll change her ways if you warn her. Vim tachzer. If she does change her ways, lo safsida ksuba. So maybe she shouldn't lose her ksuba. Oh, ain't a tzricha. Or perhaps it doesn't require hatsra. Debelav hatsra mefsada. She loses it without getting a hatsra. The moment she starts to act in this way, she loses the ksuba. So the Gemara continues to explain the kasha here. Mi amrinan kevin doveres hadas hilo bai hasra. Since she went against the das of Yehudis, she automatically loses the ksuba and doesn't require a hasra. Yeah.
Do you have to do all three of these things in Rashi?
I don't remember.
Four things, or just you have to do one of them? I mean, if her head's uncovered,
right?
Or if she covers her hair and she goes and she works and she talks to everybody, is that
right
considered as new?
Yeah, I don't remember the Gemara, whether you need all or not. I would imagine you probably need all of them, but I'm not sure. So then the Gemara says, oh, Dilma Tibai Hasra Tihadraba Tihadraba, or perhaps she requires Hasra because if she's Chozer, she's Chozer, and we allow her and she doesn't lose her Ksuba. So the Gemara brings a raya here, Tashma Arusa v'Shemeres Yavam. The reason why this question is brought here in this Gemara here seems completely random is because we're bringing a raya from our Mishnah. The Mishnah had said, Arusa v'Shemeres Yavam, lo shosos lo nolos ksuva. These individuals who were, you know, these quasi-marriages engaged or waiting for the Yavam to make a decision, so if they were warned, their kinoi was done from their Arus or from the Yavam, the halacha is that the kinoi stands and they lose the ksuba, but they're not allowed to do a drink the mesot that we saw yesterday's daf. So the Gemara says, Mishta hudilo shatsya, so they don't drink, these individuals, ha kinoi miknale, but the kinoi works. The mai, what's the purpose of the kinoi? We remember one of the explanations, the definitions of the kinoi was hasra. So the mai lav lafsita ksuba. So what's the point of a kinoi? If the kinoi is not going to result in a drinking because they don't drink as we saw yesterday, so why in the world is there a kinoi? It must be the kinoi, this hasra, is there for the purpose of warning her about the ksuba. That since you're acting in this way, I'm giving you a warning, if you do this again, you're going to lose the ksuba. And if you're a choser, then you're a choser. So it sounds like they do get the option, they get the hasra. So the rejects it, but it's a strange comparison because one is mamish doing something, going into this kino and this stira going on here, as opposed to our case. The Gemara in Ksubis is it's not as bad. It's ein achnami. It's not the way a Yiddish girl should be. But yotze rosh pru of a tava b'shuk medaberesim kaladim is very different than her being in privacy with another man. So it is a bit of a jump. So the Gemara again thinks, if we warn, I guess maybe it's a kavachomer. If we're willing to warn her in a situation of kino and stira, the kino there in that case is a warning when she's doing things that are worse, so certainly we should allow her to get hasra when she's doing things not as bad. Anyways, the Gemara answers, Amar Abai says, lo, lo osra lov. No. The purpose of the kinoi, the purpose of the hasra is not to warn her that she's going to lose the ksuba if she continues to do this. Rather, it's to make her asr to her husband, that if she goes ahead and has stira, then she's going to be asr to her aris or asr to the yavam. But this has no impact on her ksuba. The ksuba is going to be lost either way, it sounds like, even without a ksuba. Okay. The Gemara then says, Rav Papa Amar Lashkosa. Kshinasua. No, this kinoi is directly related to the drinking. Ah, but didn't we say she's not allowed to drink when she's in Arusa or when she's Shomeres Yavam? We don't let them drink. No, it's to allow her to drink if she were to get married to the Yavam, if she were to get married to this Aris, meaning Kidatani, like we saw in the Brisa, I think we saw this earlier, or something like this earlier. Ein Mekanin La Arusa Lashkosa Kshinasua, Aval Mekanin La Arusa Lashkosa Kshinasua. when we say you can't do a kinoy for the arusa to drink when she's still in arusa, that doesn't work. But to warn her when she's in arusa that when she becomes in a suwa she would drink, that would be effective. That Brisa says.
Why would you go ahead with an nisuin if you're already warning her when she's arusa? I mean, wouldn't that be a hint? You know, so maybe we shouldn't do this.
So maybe it's a good hint that we should advise them otherwise not to go through. But let's say they did anyways. He wanted to trust her. He thought maybe she really wasn't doing it. Just it was good to give her a safe warning, and he didn't realize the extent of the situation. So he went ahead with it. Why? Maybe it wasn't the best idea, but he did anyway. So it's possible. Yeah. Right. Yeah, that too. Also, right.
He was part of that school.
Right.
For a warning to Luchu.
Everyone gets a second chance. So give her the warning. So this is the idea, I guess. Yeah. So the warning was for the purpose of the drinking later on when she gets married. But either way, it's definitely not for the warning of losing the ksuva, though. Again, the whole question the Gemara wants to know: does, if she's doing something that's bechlala prutza, does she get a warning before losing her ksuva, or no, she loses it right away? So the Gemara says, brings a raya here that she gets a warning even though she's not going to ultimately drink. And therefore, what's the purpose? The warning must be, the purpose is to have her, warn her about losing her ksuba. And the Gemara answers in two ways. Either, no, it's to warn her that she'll be usher to her husband, or it's to warn her that she would have to drink when she becomes married, but not about losing her ksuba. So there's no raya from there. Then comes along Amar Rava Tashma, Al Mana Lekoin Gadol V'Grush V'Chalut Lekoin Hedyot, Mamzeres V'Nesin Elisa Bas Yisrael L'Mamzer L'Nesin, all those individuals were Chayvi Lavin in terms of their marriages, Lo Shosos V'Lo Notlus Ksuba. None of those cases will drink, nor will they take the ksuba. So the Gemara is Medayik, the same thing we said before. Mishta hu de lo shasya, these individuals, the chayvi lavin, don't drink any the sota. Ha, kinu mekanela, but we do give them the warning. Ulamai, what's the point of a warning? Ila osra alav, if it's to asa her to the husband, well, ha asir and v'kaiman, they already are asir, because a grusha can't marry a kohen, and a kohen gadol can't marry an amana. So the isra already exists. You can't, there's no need to warn her that if you do this further, you're going to be usher to your husband because you already are usher to the husband. So that can't be the purpose of the kinur. Ela lav lav sidon ksuvasa must be the warning by these chayvi lavins to tell us that you're going to lose the ksuva. Going to lose the ksuva if you do a stira. So that, I just want to point something out after we just finish this line here. So Amar Rav Yehuda mi discarta lo, not true. The purpose of the warning is not to warn her about losing her ksuva. It's rather la osra leboel kibal. To say that if you're with another man and if you divorce from the original husband, because you have to divorce the original husband because he's usher to you, you cannot then be with this other man, the boel. Kedetznan, the Mishnah tells us, Kishem shasur labal, kach asur labal. When a married woman is with somebody else, even though she's married to the first man, be'isr, if she's with another man, the boel, she will be usher then to both the baal and to the boel. So that's the warning for her. So better for you to just get divorced. Now, the implication from this Gemara is that there's a ksuva in the case of an iser. If there's a nisun, I say iser, when there's a chayvi lavin here, a kohen and a grusha, there's a ksuba, and they don't lose the ksuba. I don't remember the halachas here, but apparently I would have thought that since it's be iser, there should be no ksuba, she should lose her ksuba. That seems to be the implication from the Gemara.
Rashi said in the Mishnah that Shara Man Lekoin Gadol Lo Kansuha Rabbanan Ksuva. I'm reading the Ksuvas. He says regular Aman Lekoin Gadol, the Rabbanan don't kness.
All right, we saw that, Rashi. I don't understand this, that rest of that Rashi, though.
It's not the same as a chayvi lavin, though. The sota would be it's a suffix.
No, well, this case where the kohen gadol is married to the almana or the kohen hedda.
That's that.
Right. So in that case, so yeah. It sounds like that the warning would not be, the Mishnah Gemara thinks the warning should be that you're going to lose a ksuba if you continue this.
Right, it's not.
But the question is why. But if you don't continue to be with another man and you stay married to this person you're asked to, then you will get the ksuba.
No, if you're still married, then you won't get a ksuba.
Right, I'm saying, but then when you get divorced from this marriage, then one would get a ksuba, it sounds like. But you have to look at the Gemara and ksuba, so I don't remember. Okay. The Gemara now, four wide lines down. Amar Rabbi Chanina Misura Tashma Ve'elu Shebeist in Mekanin Lehen. The following are cases where the Bedesin steps in and they do the kinoy on behalf of the husband. Mishin is Charish Bala O Nishtatasa. Nishata, Oshaya Chavosh Beves Asurim, in a situation where the husband himself is not able to, either he went deaf, or he lost his das, or he's stuck in jail. V'olashkosa Amru, this is not for the purpose of making her drink, Ela Laposa Miksubasa. The only purpose is, because the Besin can't bring her to go drink, it says Behevi Isha Sisha, the man has to bring her, the husband has to bring her to the Besin, not Besin. Besin themselves can't bring her. So what's the point in the kinoy? It must be Ela Laposla Miksubasa, Shmamina. It's clear statement here in this Brisa that one does do the warning simply for the purpose of losing the ksuba. She does get a warning.
Can't answer here that it's the Asra and the Boal involved because it says explicitly that. Is that the reason why?
Yeah, I think this is a quotation from a Brisa. It says Ela Laposla Miksubasa.
No, it says explicitly that's the reason.
Right.
The warning is the Pasa.
Right. Gemara now asks another question. Bay Hasra, Shmamina. Bay Hasra, Shmamina. So we see you do require Hasra. Ulchula, my time alone, Amri Miha. So why did everybody else look for other brises from our Mishnayos trying to make me do from other dukum from our Mishnah? Why didn't they just dig up this brisa and which explicitly answered the question? Gemara says Dilma Shiny Hasim Dilesla Emasa de Baal Klal. Maybe there it's different because there's no fear of the husband. The husband didn't give the warning. The husband was a cheresh or a shota or he's in jail. There's no ema. So in that case, we had to give her proper hasra. She wasn't acting properly because she knew she could get away with it. So she deserved a hasra. But if a woman was acting in the presence of her husband or he was around and she was still being so blatantly against Das Yehudis, so that's such a blatant violation, then she'll lose her right away without a hasra. But this case, you know, we acknowledge that people sometimes will, give in. And when there's no security, there's no gedarim. So we understand people are going to slip up.
The reason there's no ema the Baal, it's because she knows he can't be master her or because he's just like an incapacitated man.
I imagine the latter. But let's see what Rashi says. That's what I thought. Rashi says, Deles le emasa de Baal. Vilav de Asabe Bedina, Bezdin didn't give her the warning, Lo Hava Lilama Mikansa, you couldn't penalize her, Dechem de Lesle Imasa, Ain Tema Badavar Imavaras Hadas. Right. Since there's no fear from the husband's incapable, so she. It's not a crazy thing that she went against the Das Yehudis. We have to understand human nature. It is not considered a pritusa yiserasa, which is a fascinating concept, by the way, that if a husband is completely out of the picture, so we understand that. We're not allowing it or encouraging it, but we understand human reality. I was talking to Rabbi Neuberger. I go once a week to speak to Rabbi Neuberger. We do some shemish and hilchas nida. He's talking about a very detailed shaila, a certain situation with the husband and wife. And the wife, for whatever reason, she had certain issues, so she couldn't be with the husband for 6 months more. So you have to understand that the husband, what's going to be with him? He's human, and how he can't be with his wife, that they find a certain heterim of contraception for them to allow to be used because he's human. You can't expect a husband married to a wife separated for 6 months because she can't become pregnant for whatever medical issues there are. So we understand human nature, that if her husband's completely out of the picture, so it's very possible that she'll flip up. So there's no fear there. Again, the Chas Sham, am I encouraging any of this? But this is reality, that this is a difficult situation. But then Rashi continues to say, Avami Shebaila Etzla, someone whose husband is, with her, Veino Yira Mimenu, and then she's still not scared of him if he's very much present and capable. Volveras Adas Pitusa, and she goes against these code of laws, Yiseirasa Isbe, Viklamemra Deblav Hasra, Nami Mavsada Ksuvasa. Even had you warned her, she wouldn't have cared. There's no need for Hasra. The Hasra would be pointless, because even in the face of her husband, she's willing to do these things, so then she loses Ksuba without the Hasra. But in the case, again, where the husband was incapacitated,
isn't it procedural? You need Hasra. You can't give an ownership without Hasra.
That's a different case.
You have to tell someone you can't kill somebody?
Yeah. No, very good. So when it comes to Hasra for an onesh, this is not an onesh. This is a din derabanan being mafsid the ksuba. Comes a din deraisa, there's a chi of Hasra mid deraisa. That's true. And the question, by the way, whether it's procedural or not, there's a big discussion in the Rishonim, is that just part of the formula? Or even then, the Gemara says, the reason for the Hasra, according to Rabbi Yossi, is lahavchin ben shogeg lemezid. I mean, me being Bezdin, how do I know if Ruvain violated the Aveira on purpose or not? If he did it by shogeg, it's not chayiv skila.
Right.
If he did it by mezid, it is. So the only way you need Hasra is just simply to know the facts. It's for me to understand. So here too, also Hasra is to simply know what her intentions were.
And if the guy was the gadol ador, you for sure know he knew that we couldn't do it.
Right. So the Gemara actually said, no.
Does he not need Hasra?
Ah, so Gemara has an opinion there that a chaver, which is a person who knows,
Okay,
so it doesn't require Hasra.
Right.
So
that is right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this all it's connected. So, but there is a machlokas, whether Hasra is a formal thing that's always necessary, or something. No, it's only to understand the intentions.
The machlokas, it is. You need the. A whole extra pasuk you need.
For the onesh of Hasra.
Don't you need a?
Now you do need Hasra for every single time there's a punishment, whether it be Misra, or whether it be Malkos. But there are some, there's that Shitas Ta'ala of Rabbi Yossi, I think it is, who says if a person is a Talmud Chacham, he doesn't require. Okay, the Gemara now says, Ibarilu, around halfway down the Amud, Ibarilu, Overes Adas, Virotza Baal Lekaima. Let's say the husband wants to, nonetheless, he's okay. He's okay with her pretus. Maybe he's going to encourage her, maybe he's not going to encourage her, but maybe he's okay, he's being mochil on it. So what's halacha? Mekaima or ain't mekaima? Is he able to, or he's not able to be mekaima? Mi amrina in the bekpeda de baal tala rachmana v'halo kapid. Oh, duma came in the kapid. Do we say that it depends on a personal, a subjective kapeda, and he's not makbid on it, or no? It's not about. It's not. Or maybe he's came in the kapid. What does that line mean? That since people in general, is that more objectively people are going to be? Rashi says. You see, Rashi says tala rachmana. The kana es ishto, it's his own personal hakpada. Odilma came in the kapid, klomer came in the orche the baal mikvah. Since in general, objectively, husbands are makbid on this type of action. Pachi akarcha dahai nami havi kpeda lagave. So too also, even though he says otherwise, it's an interesting line of Rashi. He must be makbid. We don't really trust him when he says he's not makbid. If somehow we could ascertain, it sounds like that he really isn't makbid, maybe then we'd allow for it. But this is a very important gemara. In terms of the ksuba, because this also relates to another topic we showed him to talk about. Remember the Gemara in the Tosos and Ksuba staff, Beis Mebeis, the Isser Labal, Isser Labal. The reason why it's Isser Labal, Isser Labal, because the Pasuk says, Ki Maal Maal, Pasuk in Sota, that she was Maal, she rebelled against him. But let's say he allowed her. Let's say he allowed his wife to be with another man. Would there be an Isser there? Would that be okay? So there's a whole discussion that we showed him. We Paskin obviously wouldn't be okay, but some say if it's all Tali on her rebellion, if she's not rebelling because he allows her to, then she wouldn't be usher to the Baal, she wouldn't be usher to the Boel. It's a similar question here. If he's not Makbid, it sounds like she wouldn't lose her Ksuba. That seems to be the Tut Stadim. So the Gemara says, Tashma, ve'elusha based in Mekanin Lahen, the following are situations where the Bezdin is Mekana on the behalf of the wife, on the husband rather. Mishin is Charish Baila, Oshin Nishtatta, Osha Yachavish Beves Asurim, all these cases where the husband's incapable. V'amis Ratza Baala Kaima, Mekaima. And if the husband wants to be Mekaima, of the Bezdin Midi de Dilmalo Nichale Labal? So let's say the husband doesn't care. How could Bezdin just step in and assume that the husband would care? So the fact that Bezdin can assume that way tells us that all husbands are makbid. There's no such thing as a husband being mochil on such a situation. And that's why Bezdin could assume that they could step in and give the proper kinoi. Gemara says, Stam de Milsa came in Dover Sadas, Haminech Nechile. No, the Bezdin could assume the Stam case is going to be where the husband's makbid. If we know a certain situation where the husband is okay and he's mochil and her and his wife, then in Echanami, the Mechila would work. So there is no raya from that case either to answer the question of if he's allowed to stay married to her when she's acting this way or not. There's no clear raya. Gemara now says, baal machol. I think we discussed it already, I thought. That the question is, if the husband gives a kinoi, and he wants to be mochel on that kinoi, can he be mochel? The kinoi is all dependent on the husband's decision. So the husband owns the rights for the kinoi, he's also able to be mochel the rights and undo it. Odilma came to kani le meikar lo matzi machale. Or once we say he's filed away a kinoi, there's no going back. It's already filed away in Bezdin. You can't pull that out anymore. So the Gemara answers. Toshma brings a raya. Ve'elu shebezdin mekani lo mishin ischarish bailos nishata osha hayachavish beveisa asurim. So the Besen is able to step in and give a kinoy if the husband's incapable. If we say that husband has the ability to be mochel on a kinoy, so avdidim mida dasi baal machilai, is Besen going to do something that then the husband's going to go ahead and, you know, undermine and be mochel? Now, what's the problem with that, though?
Rashi says, he loses the meaning.
Ah, that's what I thought it was going to be. Rashi says that where? It's a disgrace for Bezdin. The Bezdin says one thing, and the husband goes ahead and says, no, we don't want to. I don't want you to do that for me. And it looks very bad for Bezdin's reputation. So how could they do something that could easily be removed by the Baal? And the Gemara gives the same answer, Stam at the mill, so other mismaskim al das Bezdin. No, because a Stam case, the husband's going to agree to whatever Bezdin thinks is the right thing to do. We assume most people follow the rules and advice of Bezdin.
Listen, you could always find a different Bezdin.
But nowadays, you're right. Nowadays, unfortunately, we have too many types of Batedinim, and we're assuming back then it was all Batedinim that are very Yasher. And but yeah, this is a different story nowadays, unfortunately. Okay. Right. I have one of my Rebbeim says, if you want to go to a good Bezdin, you know what you do? You need a Chosh Misha Bezdin. Go to the base medrash of Chasha people and pick out three Rabbanim and have them sit and be the Bezdin. That's what he says. I'm not mentioning names, but I suppose other Bati Dinim, unfortunately, a lot of shady things go on, especially when they take money for certain things or even for the time and whatever. So nowadays it's very hard to find a Yasha Bezdin. Okay. The Gemara says, Toshma, Umosrin lo Shnei Tamidei Chachamim. So we're going back to a Mishnah we learned earlier in the Masechta, that when they're going up to Har Bais to take her to take the whole process of Sota, so we give the husband two Tamnei Chachamim to escort him. Shema Yavol Lebederech, perhaps he's going to be bought on her during the way up, and that's going to prevent the Mei Sota from taking effect. V'yamers Baal Shemachal Akinov Kinoi Machal Lechle Lekinoi Luvil. Maybe what he'll do is, he'll be mochel on the kinoy, and everything will fall away, and then he's allowed to have beer with his wife then. So why do we have to give him two Tamnei Chachamim? So Gemara says, wait a second, Maishna Tamnei Chachamim, why are we sending him Dafka Tamnei Chachamim? The Gemiri, send anybody, send two random people. D-boy, Lemival, Amrilei Achle, Lekinoi Levaila. That's the whole point. We send them two Tamnei Chachamim to tell him, by the way, if you want to do what you're about to do, first be mochel on the kinoy, and then she'll be completely mutter to you. So that would seem to be a raya that the mechila does work. We said earlier in the Masechta for a different reason now. We said a Tamnei Chachamim in order to give them the proper warning, to know how to give a hasra. That's why we sent them, I think. Okay, anyways, the Gemara says further now, another raya. Tashma, Da'amar Rabbi Yoshia, Shlosha Dvarim, Sachli, Zira, Me'anshi Yushalayim. Rabbi Yoshia said that three things, Ziri was one of the men of Yushalayim, he told me three things. Baal shemachal akinov kinoi machal. The husband has the right to be mochel in his kinoi. V'zakin mamre shirotz bezdin limchalo mochelo. V'zakin mamre, who's one of the members of Sanhedrin, who went against all the other members of Sanhedrin, and he paskin against them all. And not only did he paskin against them, he went back to the city and implemented such a pasak. He's taken to Bezdin and he gets stoned, and there's a whole process to that. If Bezdin wants, Sanhedrin wants, they can be mochel on that. Uben sora mora shirotzu aviv imo limchalo mochelo. And a parents of his Ben Saramara has the right to be mochel on their son and not go through the process of skila. Those are the three things that Ziri had taught Rabbi Yoshia. Ukshibasi Eitzel Chaverai Shibadarum, when I went down to my friends down in the south, Al Shnaim Hodili, and two of them they agreed to me, Val Zakim Amri Lo Hodili, but they didn't agree with me with regards to Zakim Amri, and that's for the reason of Shelo Yarbu Machlokis B'Israel. To tell me that Zakim Amri, even though we feel bad for the individual, sometimes because of the sake of the institution of Bezdin, Sanhedrin, and the Torah, we have to unfortunately do these things, and in order to prevent any machlokas, any factions, we have to go through the Zakim Amri, and Mechila doesn't work. And at the end of the day, what comes out of this whole discussion, though, is Shema Mina, Baal Shemachal, Kinoish, Kinoi Machal, that both the Anshe Yushalayim and the Chaverai Bedarim both agreed the point that the husband has the right to be Mochal and the Kinoi, Shema Mina. And that's how the Gemara concludes this Pesach. By the way, I'm sorry. The Zakim Amri is not Chayes, Skilis Chayim Chenek. Okay, the Gemara now says on the bottom here, Pligi ba Rav Acha v'Ravina. Chad Amar, Kodem Stira Machel, La'acha Stira Enu Machel. So we pass in the Mechila works. But at what point can you do the Mechila? So according to the first opinion here, one could do mechila only before stira happens. If he gives a kinoy, and then he says, you know what, I don't want to go through this. He gives a mechila, that works. But let's say there's kinoy, and then she had stira with this man, and then he wants to do the mechila, that doesn't work anymore. That's the first opinion. And Chadamar, the other opinion, says, le'achas stira, nami machal, no, even after the stira, he could be mocha, the kinoy, and everything falls away. U'mistaver kiman damar inu machal. And it seems to be more sensible to say that it goes like the opinion that it does not work, that the mechila does not work after stira. Everybody agrees it works before stira. There's a machlokes if it works after stira. It sounds like the Gemara says it's more logical to say it does not work after stira. Mimai, what's so mistaver about that? Midukav mahadre rabban le Rav Yosi, from the response that the rabban had given to Rav Yosi, which is Ditanya Rav Yosi Omer Baila Neman Ala Mikavachomer. The husbands believed on her from a kavachomer. Believed on her about what? Let's see. Ma nida she bekaris baila neman ala. So anida, which is isekaris, the husbands believed. So tis she belav lo kol shekein. So believed in regards to what?
I guess to be in yichud.
Yichud, yeah. Is of yichud? I thought we passed in regards to yichud and sota that we said it's aser.
In sarach lahamid edim etzla. I have a mosef Rashi from Zion.
Uh-huh.
You don't have to keep edim by them.
We don't have to keep edim, so we trust them. So if the right. Okay, now I remember. Yeah. So with regards to Yichud, so if we trust them with regards to Nida, which is Issachari, so certainly we should trust them with regards to Sota, which is only an Isser Lav. So Amru Lo, we're about to respond back to Rabbi Yosi. Lo, Imamas Benida Shekein Yesh Leheter. No, with regards to Nida, there's a foreseeable Heter in a couple weeks from now. There'll be Mutter, so you can have self control for 2 weeks. Tomer Besota Shein Leheter. With regards to Sota, where there is no foreseeable Heter, she might not ever be Heter Mutter to him ever again. So we can trust him then. There's no pas pasal. We discussed that issue of pas pasal, that case I was mentioning about the husband and wife, another situation. Now, vi amrist la'achar stira machalo, if we find that he can do mechila after stira, so mishkachas la, the ishla heter, there's a heter. Di ba'i machalo l'knuyu ubal. He could always just be mochel the kinoy and she's completely mutter to him. The fact that we don't acknowledge as being a relevant option tells us, elishmamina la'achar stira ainu machal. Shmamina tells us that he does not have the right to be moch on the kinoy after the stira. Hey, the Gemara now says in the bottom, the last couple lines here, quotes from the Mishnah, Meis Balei and Adshlo Shasu Beishamei Vechule. So this going back to the Mishnah, the Beishamei told us that again, if the husband gave a kinoy and then there was a stira, and then the husband dies before they make her drink the water, so Beishamei said, there we go. No los ksuva, but lo shosis. She can't drink anymore because you need the husband, the hevi ha'ishas isha, so you can't bring her to drink, but she does get the ksuva. We can't make her be mafsa the ksuva. It's not fair to her because she may have been innocent. Beis Hillel says, oh shosis, oh lo nolos. Either she drinks or she collects the ksuva. And Rashi explained what that meant was, since she can drink, she can't collect the ksuva. So he says, you don't collect the ksuva, and Meshame says she does collect the ksuva. The Gemara explains in the very last line of Chaf Hemer Alf here, but my kumithlgi, what's my chlokis beishame beishilal if she collects or not collects when the husband dies? Beishame savri shtar homemade legavos kegavo dami. So when it comes to a shtar which is ready to be collected, there's already a shibud on certain properties. So we view that as being already collected now. It already is considered collected, even though physically it's not. We view it, at least conceptually, as being collected. Rashi explains here in the bottom here, Beishame Savri Shtar Haome Ligavos Kigavodami, Mishiesh Lo Shtar Chov Al Chavero. If I, let's say, have a law, I have a piece of paper that Adam owes me money, Vishiabe Lo Bo Nechasev, and he says, if I don't pay you back, I have a property, I have a lien on his land. Umuchsak Bal Hashtar Bin Nechasem Yosem Min Alove. So I have a greater hold on your property than you yourself do. Since it's my property, so the yorshim of the husband, in which case the person who the bank in this case, they have the right to collect this property. So the wife really has the right here. The wife is the one who's supposed to collect. She has the lien on the property. She's the bank in this case, so she's owed that money from the ksuba. So she's a lien on the property of the husband, and when the husband dies, so it's really in her possession. If it's not hers, the children of the Baal have to prove that she was Mizan and she loses the ksuba. The burden of proof is on the husband's family, but she gets it because it's, again, shtar homin legavos, a shtar that is ready to be collected. We view it as being collected now. She has a full lien on that land. But Beis Hillel Savri, in the top of Chaf Hamer Beis now, Beis Hillel Savri, Shtar ha'omed legavos lavka gavir dami. No, he does not view it as being collected now. It's still in the full possession of the husband. And if she wants to collect it, she has to bring the proof that she was not mizana. Rashi says, top line here, Beis Hillel Savri lavka gavir dami. She's claiming, but it's only a safek. We don't know if she was mizana or not. Their vadai, the children of the Baal, certainly are owners. The safek, and she's only a safek because we don't know what she had done or didn't do. It's her burden of proof to prove that she was not mizana. And that's machlokes Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, whether or not she collects the ksuba in this situation. Okay, should we keep going a little bit, or does this continue into the next daf? How far down does this go? Sounds like a continuation. Maybe we could just read a few lines to the Meisive. Gemara says, "Muberes chavero." So we stand in a situation where a woman who is pregnant or nursing who lost her husband, and then she has to wait 2 years before she can get remarried. But let's say she gets married anyways to another man, which she's not supposed to. What was the halacha? And that man gives her kinoi and stira and everything. So the Gemara, the Mishnah told us, there's this line here, that lo shos lo nos ksubasa, divrei Reb Meir. She's not allowed to drink because there was an isser that she got married. And she doesn't get a ksuba, but chacham omrim, no, because she could always be mafrish, she could always divorce him and get remarried to him. And then they'd be mutter to each other. So since there's a possible heter, they're allowed to drink and get the ksuba. So it's considered, Rashi said, it is considered a good ishus, a potential good ishus. So the Gemara says on this comment, Amar of Nachman, Amar Rabba Baravua, Machlokas Bakara Vizakena. The whole debate, oh no, it's going on the other part of the Mishnah, I'm sorry. The later part of the Mishnah tells us that the islandess visit Cana of Shinaru laid, and these individuals who either she biologically she was made in such a way where she can't have children, or she was too old to have children, or perhaps she drank something, or she had a surgery where she can't have a child anymore. So there, the halacha was the Tanakhama that she does not get a ksuba and she doesn't drink, but Rabbi Elazar says she can because the husband, again, the reason why she doesn't get the ksuba in that case is because the husband can't be mekayim the mitzvah peruvu if he's married to such an individual. So they're married be'isser aseh. He has to have peruvu and can't have children. But Rebbe Elazar says if he's married to somebody else who he can have children with or he already has children, then it's mutter for him to marry this individual, this woman who can't have children. And therefore she would get the ksuba and she would drink. So the Gemara says this debate, so Amar of Nachman, Amar Rabba Baravua, Machlokes Bakara Uzakena. This whole Machlokes, if he has another wife or not, is only a situation where she's an Akara, or she's a Zakena, she's too old. Aval Islandis, Divriakol lo shows of lo noteless ksubasa. Comes to an Islandis, Rabbi Elazar, even he'll agree if he has another wife who can't have children, still, nonetheless, if he's
married. Actually have to have, right? According to Rabbi Elazar, it's just the Yachol effect that he could have.
That's true. You're right. Right, so Rabbi Elazar says, since he's able to have another wife, still, when it comes to being married to an islandess, then she's not able to drink or take a ksuba. Shenemar v'nikasa v'nizra. Zera misha darchal azriya yatzazush ein darchal azriya. Only someone whose derech is. So it's a derech of akara v'zakena, just practically she can't, but it's part of her biological nature that once upon a time she was able to, before she got too old, or before she drank that sam that made her not able to. As opposed to islandess, it's impossible, but teva, for her to have ever had a child because that's the way she was made. And Rashi,
Is it that she can't get the brachos of the sota? Is that the problem? Is this talking about the brachos of the sota?
I think so. Niksa nizra zera. So Rashi explains that bakar of izakena, the lekla meimar eino shosa elataima mishim delo chazi lekaima. The only reason why she can't drink is because she can't stay married to them. And Allah, Palag Rabbalazar argues, and Amar Ruy Lakaima, he diachali say Shechar is fine. About Islandis, Nihinami de Ruy Lakaima, even though you're allowed to stay married to her, Miula lo Shasya mehai taima, de Ruy Laharayon Bainan. You need someone who's capable of becoming pregnant. Vakara ide maka vizakainamine, de bas harion hi kodum lachain. These individuals, they're individuals, they're women who once upon a time were able to have children. But an islandess, from the moment she was born, she was never right to have a child, and therefore she's not able to be, even Rabbi Elazar will agree, she's not able to be included in the Parsha of Sota. interesting question would be, now that the Takanos Rabbeinu Gershom were not allowed to marry a second wife, would Rabbi Elazar's Shita change? Because Takanos Rabbeinu Gershom uproot this halacha of Rabbi Elazar?
Well, that's over now.
Right, well, it's still, it's been, technically it is, but...